Now I'd like to call Sister Alia Bramshi
to just give a short presentation on distress management.
Sister Alia.
I'm here on behalf of Jeffrey Support Services. On the last Thursday of some months, we come and do a short presentation to the community on topics that we feel would be helpful. So today's topic is on stress management. I am a little stressed because we're short for time, but we're gonna try and get through it fast. Next slide, please. So when we talk about stress, we use that word a lot. What is stress exactly? Stress is your body's way of telling you that there is danger, or it's your body's response to a threat, whether the threat is really there or whether it's just perceived in your mind, okay? So it's not possible to have a life without stress at all. What we're trying to do is give you tools to manage the stress in a way that you can still live a life of wellness in spite of the stress. So there's good stress and there's bad stress. Good stress is the stress that doesn't feel overwhelming. It's just a little bit, it's there, it's manageable, and it helps you to get tasks done. The bad stress is the one that is overwhelming. It's the stress that feels like you can't manage it, and it starts to have effects on your body, and it starts to have effects on your mind. So some of the common sources of stress are giving a talk, daily hassles. So for example, if you commute in traffic, that can be a source of stress for you. Your job, it can be a major life event like moving, illness, it can be family pressures, that sort of thing. Next slide, please. So when we talk about stress and how it affects your body, stress has manifestations both in yourself and in your mind. So physical stress, the physical signs of stress, you may feel it in your neck, tension, just building up your neck or your jaw. You might find yourself grinding your teeth or clenching. You may find digestive issues. Sleep issues is a big one. A decreased immune system. So in periods of stress, you find that you might catch a cold really easily. That's because underlying stress affects your immune system immensely. When we talk about the emotional aspect, you may find yourself starting to be just angry, irritable, you may have emotional outbursts, and over time it can lead to things like depression and anxiety. Next slide, please. So when we talk about stressors, if we are going to effectively manage the stress in our life, we have to be able to know what the stressors are. What are the main areas that are causing us stress in our life? And how are they affecting our body? So we just listed, you know, some of the things that can affect our body. You may not have all of those, but some of them may resonate with you. So it's really good to sit down and actually see how is it affecting me personally, okay? And there are many tests that you can do at home, little exercises. The Heart and Stroke Foundation has some really good ones. But one of the easy ones that you can do at home is just give yourself the time to sit down for a few minutes and answer 4 questions. How is stress affecting my body? How is it affecting my feelings? How is it affecting my behavior, especially with other people? And how is it affecting my relationships? And when you answer those questions, then you're better equipped to use these tools effectively. Next slide, please. So when we talk about stress management strategies, these are just a few tips that might help you in your day-to-day life. It may not take away everything, but it's just ways that might help you. Number one, get active. There is so much research to show that physical activity not only affects your body, but it really helps with your mind. So whether it's something as small as going out for a walk, finding a friend, going for a jog, whatever that means to you, going mall walking, all those things will help with your overall. Another one is about giving up bad habits. So in times of stress, if you find that you eat really poorly, for example, right? That might not be the best coping mechanism. So to be aware of that as a habit is good to get rid of. Another one is about slowing down and setting limits. This is a big one for all of us. So we live in an environment where we are overscheduled. We are running all the time, right? And a lot of times we feel like, oh, but I have to go to this or somebody will feel bad. If we are saying that, or ane karab lagse, That notion is not helping us and it's not helping them. The art of saying no, it's actually a skill. It's something that we can develop, right? So it's something to practice. It'll feel uncomfortable in the beginning, but it will really help you in the long run. Positive self-talk is something where you just talk to yourself in a positive way. If you keep putting yourself down, this is too big, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I can't handle it, that's negative self-talk. So switch it around, and it sounds silly, but it really has a big effect on how you're going to be able to perceive a situation. Sleep is a big one, I won't go into it, but not only how many hours you sleep, but the quality of that sleep will tremendously affect how you're able to cope with stress. I'll keep going, and stress relieving activities are big. So giving yourself the time to do something that is stress relieving for you is extremely important. So whether that is reading a book, going for a walk, whatever that means, but find something that really helps you and do it. Do it every day. It will help a lot. Mindfulness is a big one. Mindfulness is basically the ability to be rein in your thoughts that are flying everywhere and just focus on now. Not worrying about what I think will happen, what might happen, what could happen. Just be present in the now, okay? And there's a lot of activities you can do with mindfulness, mindful meditation. There are tools online that you can look up. But one of the things that will really help when you start using these activities, it may help you with your salah. A lot of people complain that I can't concentrate in my salah. Mindfulness and being able to rein in your thoughts will help a lot, okay? And the last one, if you gain nothing else out of our presentation, is that there are times when the stress is overwhelming. There are too many things going on, and it's okay to ask for help. That's what we want you to know. It is okay to ask for help. There are people there to help you, and there are services there to help you. Next slide, please. Some of the resources that are great are the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Their website has some great resources. The Canadian Mental Health Association has great resources, and Anxiety BC is also another great resource that has some good tools. Next slide, please. And of course, Jeffrey Support Services is a confidential service that's here to help you. You can contact us anyway, and you can also get us on Facebook, and through the Jamaat website, we have a link. So thank you very much. I hope it helps. Assalamualaikum.
Inshallah, we'll follow by salat after my please end work kumel and we'll follow with the other one. And don't forget the hot chai. Al-Fatiha.